How many of you remember the first day of school and you were the only new person? Yeah, it can be hard. Elijah, we find today out in the wilderness. He's gone out about a day's walk, and he's under a solitary broom tree. He's under some shrub. And Elijah is done. Just has nothing left. He's had it. Has no desire to move ahead into the days ahead. Is completely exhausted and done, finished. Says, let me die here. Just let me die. I have nothing left. I'm no better than my ancestors. Just, I'm ready to die here. And he goes to sleep. And he goes to sleep thinking and ready and prepared and would desire to never wake up again. That's where we find Elijah today. Done. Finished. Got nothing left. Desiring to die. And I started to ponder that maybe there are people in this room that have felt like that before or do feel like that. Or you know somebody that feels like that, or you knew somebody that feels like that. Done. I have nothing left. I desire to be finished now. This is where we find Elijah under this shrub, out a day's walk into the wilderness by himself, ready to be finished, done. I don't want to wake up again. Goes to sleep, desiring not to wake up again. And God sends a messenger, an angel, taps him on the shoulder, or just, I picture it being some tender-hearted little jostling. And says to Elijah, Elijah, get up and eat. Elijah wakes up and he sees by his head there's this cake that's been baked on this rock, this bread that's been on this rock, and a jar of water. He eats it and he drinks and he goes back to sleep. And I'd like you to notice something that God does not do here. Notice that God doesn't say, no, now you eat, no, let's go. We have things that we have to do. That's not what God does here, is it? It's not what the angel does. The angel allows him to go back to sleep, to rest. It's okay to rest. You're not going to be scolded for resting. We don't know how long Elijah was asleep. Maybe it was a couple hours. Maybe it was days. We don't know. The angel comes again. Elijah, get up. Elijah, get up and eat. And there's more bread and there's water. And the angel says, get up and eat. You need this nourishment for the days ahead. Elijah, I hear you. I want you to know I hear you. And there are days ahead of you. There are days ahead of you, and I'm going to provide for you right now for your next steps into the future. I know you don't know what's coming, but I see you, Elijah. I hear you, Elijah. And I'm going to provide for you, and I'm going to be with you into the days ahead. This bread that was given to Elijah in this water was enough for him to go, we're told, another 40 days and 40 nights. That's some wonder bread. But maybe you understand what it's like to be, I'm done. Maybe you understand or have heard, know somebody that gets what it feels like to be at your end. I want you to know this. Like Elijah, God sees you. God understands you. God allows you to be right where you're at. And God invites you to rest. And God has provisions for you. And at this table up here, you will be invited forward just the way you are. Whatever might be going on inside you. You're invited at this table just like that. And you will be fed. You will be fed bread and wine and grape juice. But we also know that this isn't just bread and wine and grape juice. This is the very presence of Jesus. The embodiment of God. And God saying, I want to give you the most precious gift I have to give. And that is myself. And you will receive this bread. And you might up here it when you receive this gift of God's presence, this gift of Jesus. When you come up here, you might be feeling like, I just want to rest here. Then rest here. Spend as much time as you need to. Or maybe you're one who, when you get back to your seat, rest there. And know that this bread, this presence, this Jesus that is now within you, goes with you. And rest, knowing that God has provided promises to continue to provide for you. Even when you don't know what the next step might be. And when you're fed here with Jesus, by Jesus, it might seem like a little piece, but I believe with God it is enough to take us into the future, out into the world, wherever we might go, not knowing where it is, but it's enough for us. And when we go, we might find on our journey that there's somebody. There might be somebody that you encounter that might feel like they're out in the wilderness, under some bush, done. Done. And you, empowered and nourished with this presence of Jesus within you, will have an opportunity to let that person know, I see you. I hear you. And I value you just where you're at. And you might be going, I don't know if I can. I don't know if what would I say? What would I do? I want to make sure I say the right things. And I want you to know that when you are in that spot, this Jesus that is inside you promises to stay with you. And don't ever underestimate the power of God working in you by being present with somebody. And maybe it's not any words that you'll say, but your presence with somebody will say to them, without any words, I see you. I hear you. I value you. And I invite you to get up and eat with me. And they might get up and eat, but then they might just, I just need to rest. And they rest. And you feed them again. And God's presence in and through you will be enough for the journey ahead. Sisters and brothers in Christ, I just ponder those words, sisters and brothers in Christ, fed at Christ's table, with the bread that sustains us, with the life that is given with love and understanding, and grace and forgiveness, sends us into the world to be different. To be different than so much of the world is. We are sent out into the world to be kind, tender-hearted, speaking truth in love. And we can be angry with one another, but we are not to let that anger turn into a sin. Something that then separates us from one another and separates us from God. We can be angry, and we're also called, don't let that anger linger. And so we are sent out, nourished with this providing, life-giving presence of God in us and with us and out there ahead of us and beside us to proclaim the good news that those brokenhearted, those that are brokenhearted and lonely, afraid and scared, are seen and heard and valued. And God is present. May we take in this gift that is given to us today. And we take those steps out, provided by the same one that promises to be with us, and proclaim to the world, especially those places that people are saying, I'm done, to be present with them, let them know that they are seen, and invite them to get up with you. Feed them with God's presence and go out, because there are days ahead. There are days ahead with our God that bring promise. Amen.